Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guest is on the phone to tell us about activities around the state honoring Sobriety Awareness Month. We have Executive Director of Recover Alaska, Tiffany Hall. Welcome to Juno Afternoon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to have you. So I guess should we start with Recover Alaska? Tell us what you're all about.
Great. Yeah, Recover Alaska is an organization that works to reduce excessive alcohol use and harms around the state. And we do that primarily through advocacy and policy change, as well as social norms change and trying to change the narrative about alcohol. And then on our website, we also try to connect people with services and providers that exist.
Okay. And March is Sobriety Awareness Month, is that right?
It is. Yeah, this is a tradition that started almost two decades ago, actually, as the Alaska Native Sobriety Movement through the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention. But then last year, the legislature passed a bill that designates March as Sobriety Awareness Month in perpetuity.
Okay. You mentioned some programs that you have around the state briefly, but can you give us a few examples?
Of the work that we do or with
sure.
Sobriety Awareness Month?
Both, yeah.
Sure, yeah. So right now, actually, I come to Juno pretty often. We have a bill. We're working on SB 52, and it works to rewrite a lot of the laws around alcohol, mostly just to kind of clean it up. It hasn't been revised since the early 80s, so it's a giant mess. But it also does really great things like institute online regulation of alcohol sales. Right now, Alaska is one of the only states that has no regulations about online ordering of alcohol from the lower 48. So we do that. And Anchorage has an alcohol tax on the ballot, and so we are working on that. But then we also do this social norms change, and Sobriety Awareness Month is a really great example. So we try to do things throughout the year, but especially during this month, to just promote and celebrate sobriety and people making that choice to have a healthier lifestyle.
I noticed on your Facebook page and your website, there are one example might be something like encouraging bars to have, an alcohol-free cocktail. Is that something that you promote?
Yes, that's exactly right. And we are getting more and more bars and restaurants to sign up every year to partner with us. And because for people who don't drink alcohol but who still like to go out to eat or to hang out with their friends, it's nice to have an option other than water or just having to drink soda all night. And so there's a growing mocktail movement around the nation, and Alaska is getting right into that movement. And actually this year in Juneau, the Narrows and Amalga Distillery are both participating and have some specialty drinks without alcohol in them.
Okay. Are you guys, do you promote abstinence from alcohol totally or drinking responsibly? What's your take on that?
I'm so glad you asked that. I always forget to mention that. We are not an abstinence-only organization. We work to promote low-risk drinking. So for some people, we know that that means abstinence. Like, I am a person in long-term recovery, so I don't drink any alcohol at all because there isn't really a safe level for me. But we know that that's not the case for a lot of people, and so we just try to promote low-risk drinking. So no binge drinking, no heavy drinking, no underage drinking, no drinking while pregnant, things like that.
With your work with the organization, with Recover Alaska over the years, what are some of the benefits you've noticed of your work?
You know, one of the things that that people kind of talk to me about with Recover is that people are just really excited to have this conversation. We do a lot of work around celebrating stories of people who are in recovery, and that is just a topic that is usually shrouded with so much stigma and shame, and we are making space available to honor and celebrate that. And so many people engage with us on social media, or they come up to me at events and just thank me for having that space and for being able to talk about this thing that's kind of seen as a taboo subject. And people are also letting me know that they are thinking about their drinking differently and maybe just choosing to have one less at the end of a night, or, you know, thinking about other ways to celebrate or other ways to grieve or something, than always going to alcohol, which is kind of what alcohol marketers might like to have you do.
Got it. Going back to mocktails and alternatives to alcohol, what are a few of the most popular flavors, I guess, or recipes?
Oh, well, there are so many these days. I mean, my personal favorite, there's one in town here in Anchorage called the Spicy Ginger Pop, and it has fresh ginger in it and sparkling water and not too much sugar, which is nice. Sometimes it's really easy for mocktails to be super laden with a lot of sugar. But I've also had, you know, lemonade lavender drinks or all sorts of different things. In fact, I was at Devil's Club when I was in Juneau a couple of weeks ago, and they even just had a flavored sparkling water on the menu, like on tap there. And it's just such a nice, refreshing choice and feels a little bit fancier and a little bit more fun than just drinking water.
Got it. And may I ask, you mentioned you're a person in long-term recovery. When you're out socializing with people who are drinking, what are some strategies you employ to spend time with them?
You know, at this point, it's not really a challenge for me. I've been sober for over 9 years. But when I first would start going out with friends and I was very first sober, I like to always have a drink in my hand because it meant that nobody was going to offer to buy me one or nobody was going to, you know, question why I didn't have one. And so I used to always go to bartenders. Back then, there weren't really mocktails. That wasn't a thing. So I used to ask for, like, just a tonic in a rocks glass so that it would look like a drink so that people wouldn't question me about it because I didn't really feel very comfortable talking about it yet. And I also made sure that my close friends and family and kind of supporters knew what I was trying to do so that they could be an ally. And if I felt like I was going to be tempted, I could call them. Or if I was out somewhere, you know, maybe they also wouldn't order alcohol with me, to just kind of show that kind of support.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with the executive director of Recover Alaska. It's Tiffany Hall. Tiffany, if one of our listeners wants to get involved with your organization or learn more, how can we do that?
The best way is online. So our website is recoveralaska.org. And we are also present on social media. We have a Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and people can go there, and we share content all the time. And on our website, recoveralaska.org, people can sign up for our e-newsletter as well. And so we send out a monthly newsletter kind of letting people know what we're doing, if there are any special events coming up, if there are any ways to take action. And then also on our website, if people are interested in their own drinking and they feel like maybe they need help, we have a Get Help Now button. We also have an assessment tool that's anonymous on our website, so people can just sort of take an online screening tool to see where maybe they line up and whether their drinking is at a risky level or not a risky level.
And this is all at recoveralaska.org?
That's right.
Got it. Any events coming up soon in Juneau?
You know, we are hearing of something coming from Amalga Distillery for Sobriety Awareness Month, but they are still working on the final details, so you have to stay tuned to our website and our social, or you can go by there to check it out. But something fun is coming.
Got it. And you mentioned Amalga, and who else was a partner here in Juneau?
The Narrows.
Okay. Tiffany Hall, it's been nice speaking with you about Sobriety Awareness Month and Recover Alaska. Again, the website's recoveralaska.org and all the usual social media platforms, it sounds like. Tiffany Hall, is there anything we're missing? Anything else you'd like to add?
Gosh, I guess I would just encourage people to try a mocktail. You know, try being sober for a day or a weekend if that's not your usual, just to see how it feels.
All right. Tiffany, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, No, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices.